BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in has said the World Health Organization must be given more legal muscle to combat globally threatening diseases such as the coronavirus. In remarks to the WHO's Ministerial Assembly, which is being held online, Mr. Moon said the organization's regulations must be backed with binding legal force to ensure countries reported outbreaks promptly. From Geneva, Imogen Folks reports.
The World Health Organization wanted a display of global solidarity in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. The shock of the US criticism and its funding cut have been soothed by announcements from both China and France of substantial new cash. Every leader who has spoken so far has pledged support for the WHO and to the principle of a vaccine as a global public good rather than a commodity.
Countries across Europe have continued to ease their coronavirus restrictions. Belgium has reopened schools and museums, while in Greece, tourists are being allowed back into archaeological sites. In Italy, which has endured the longest lockdown, shops, cafes and churches have reopened. Mark Lowen was at a service in Milan.
They came for solace and to pray for Italy's recovery. The first mass this morning in Milan, in the region where Europe's coronavirus outbreak exploded. 10 weeks after being closed in the world's first national lockdown, churches have reopened to the public, along with museums, shops, restaurants, hairdressers and beauty salons. The Prime Minister said Italy was taking a calculated risk now the outbreak is more under control. But the wounds run deep, nearly 32,000 deaths and a serious recession predicted.
Spain has announced further details of a plan for a universal basic income at a time when large numbers of people are struggling to cope with the financial effects of the pandemic. Guy Hedgeco has the details.
The leftist coalition government hopes that this measure will go a long way towards improving the lives of those currently in extreme poverty, estimated to be around one-fifth of Spaniards. The Social Security Minister, José Luis Escrivá, said that around 100,000 households will receive the payment initially, although that number could rise to as many as 1 million homes. The lockdown, now being gradually lifted, has had a huge negative impact on the Spanish economy.
Three of the biggest US car makers are to restart production today as the industry seeks to recover from the pandemic. Assembly plants for General Motors, Ford and Fiat Chrysler will resume work after nearly 2 months of being idle. World News from the BBC.